Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's the story. 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. This is You know, the Police were three intense musicians. They were trained musicians. They were more jazz than anything else. And they broke through as kind of a punk rock band is how they were being merchandised for a while. Good Lord. But I was talking with Andy Summers, phenomenal guitarist. And by choice, he and the other two guys played the opposite of the blues, things that were a bit more complex. And Message in the Bottle, he said several times, Message in the Bottle, the Sting song, was one of Andy's favorites. And why was that?
I mean, the bass is a harmonic instrument, but really it was the guitar in this case. Doing a different thing harmonically within this rock framework than the standard thing, you know, not big bar chord, big major chords and then big minor chords, but, you know, like taking these sort of fragmented chords and leaving out the major and minor thirds and getting this more sort of cooler neutral sound in a harmony that just described the music in a different way, you know. That was sort of the style, along with, you know, the fact that I used, you know, guitar effects in those early days when it was all pretty new and no one had heard things like Chorus and, you know, the repeat stuff that I would do with the Echoplex. And I felt that being in a trio and having to be on stage for a couple of hours a night playing through all these songs, that I needed to open the sound and make it keep sort of diversifying throughout the set. There wouldn't be just one sort of distorted guitar sound. Yeah. So I was more interested in all these, like a palette of colors, and I started using all the technology that I could to you know, make the whole show more interesting from the guitar point of view.
From the guitarist's point of view. Which is also what the drummer and the bass player and the singer were doing. That's Andy Summers of the Police. And that's the story.